And good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Accused killer Jason Plew wants to be put back in state custody. Plew is the subject of a legal tug-of-war between Rhode Island and federal prosecutors because of the potential for the death penalty in his case. An appeals court ordered Plew into federal custody, but according to one of his attorneys, Plew wants to serve out an 18-year sentence for violating probation in another case in state custody. The legal wrangling centers on an agreement between states and the federal government when it comes to transporting detainees. Jeff Fisher is one of Plew's attorneys.
The federal government wants to have its cake and eat it too. It wants to sign a deal with the states that says we get certain benefits, but we don't have to abide by the burdens.
The Supreme Court is looking at taking the case, and Fisher says they could know as early as Friday. The head of the Rhode Island Senate announced changes yesterday to the committee that will vet same-sex marriage legislation. As Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis reports, it remains unclear how the changes will impact the fight in this session over legalizing same-sex marriage.
Four new senators were added to the Judiciary Committee, and two previous members were reassigned elsewhere. One of the additions is a same-sex marriage supporter. Two are opponents, and East Providence Senator William Conley was noncommittal when asked where he stands on same-sex marriage.
At this point, you know, I haven't even looked at the legislation. I've been listening to the positions of both sides, so that's where I'm at.
One senator who supports same-sex marriage, Josh Miller of Cranston, says the committee changes don't make for a significant difference. The outlook is further clouded by how the Senate's president, majority leader, and minority leader have the ability to take part in committee votes. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Governor Lincoln Chafee has announced his picks for a new Board of Education, replacing the boards of higher education and K-12 public schools. The nine nominations include two teachers' union officials, an emergency room physician, and several members of the recently dissolved Board of Elementary and Secondary Schools. Just before Christmas, Chafee announced his selection of attorney Eva Marie Mancuso to chair the Board of Education. The state currently has no board overseeing public schools and colleges, and the governor's nominations for the new board are subject to approval by the state Senate. And the public comment period for a plan to put tolls on the Sakonnet River Bridge is coming to a close. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, residents have until the end of next week to get their comments in.
The Rhode Island Department of Transportation says it has received 500 pieces of correspondence on the subject. The state plans to skip toll booths and instead erect what looks like a crosswalk that will automatically deduct tolls from Easy Pass owners and send the rest a bill. That toll gate will either span across the Sakonnet Bridge or across roads in one of three nearby locations. Those locations are in Portsmouth, Tiverton, and at the Massachusetts state line. RIDOT says tolls are needed to help pay for bridge maintenance, along with the upkeep of the Pell, Jamestown, and Mount Hope bridges, and construction on the Sakonnet Bridge tollgate could start as soon as this summer. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
And to read RIDOT's study on tolling the Sakonnet Bridge, visit our website, ripr.org. It's 7:09, checking the weather. Right now, 26 degrees in Providence, 28 in Newport, and 24 in Westerly. Mostly sunny skies expected in the morning, but some clouds will come in this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-40s, with lows in the lower 30s. In sports, the Celtics take on Phoenix at the TD Garden this evening. And Providence College is hosting Syracuse, and at URI, basketball will be at Richmond.